This chair is really low.
And with that, we are going to begin today's Wednesday podcast. This is the... Hey, everyone. Welcome to another Wednesday podcast. Heather's chair is really low. And so that is how we are going to kick off our day today with the Wednesday podcast. This is the podcast where you can expect to hear a lot of positive things. And hey... You didn't get me one of those. How rude. So, yeah, positivity is such a powerful tool for us both mentally, physically, emotionally, and most importantly, spiritually. That's why every Wednesday morning you can expect to hear me, Matt, and my wife, who is so beautiful... Heather and her pink slushy energy drink today that I did not get any of those.
I'll go get you one.
So, yeah, every Wednesday morning you can expect to hear us talking about our wins and being positive and encouraging everybody else to be positive and talk about their wins. So we are going to jump off right into today's episode with Heather's wins. And what are they?
Oh... Had a fun ladies' day in Delaware this weekend. Quick trip.
And?
Got to see Ocean City. And what else happened this weekend or this week? Oh, and?
What was fun in Ocean City?
We ate at some
cool... Or just what was fun, period.
Oh, it was just pretty. It was like... Tennessee, but near water. I went to this place called Salisbury, and I asked them, I was like, oh, is this where Salisbury steak originated? And they thought that was really funny, but I was being very serious. And they said, no.
Oh, okay. I was wondering what the answer was.
It was no, but I was curious. Thought that'd be cool if that's where it originated.
And I wonder where the origination of Salisbury steak came from.
I don't know.
But where did
a nice place though
Salisbury steak originate? James Henry Salisbury was an American physician and the inventor of the Salisbury steak. He was an early proponent of the germ theory of disease. Interesting. Betting's not the right word. The Salisbury steak was, I think, invented by him. Interesting. Originating state is New York.
Okay.
By this James Salisbury. Where were you? Salisbury what?
Delaware? Maryland? I don't know. We bounced back and forth from Maryland to Delaware.
Salisbury, Delaware. Where did the name come from? Hold on. We're going down this rabbit trail. You just keep talking about your day, your weekend.
Spent lots of time on planes and...
Oh, it's in Maryland. Salisbury, Maryland.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was the smallest airport I've ever been to. You had to walk out to the runway to get on the plane. And your baggage claim, they just threw it on a cart next to the plane. So that was nifty. Yeah. It was a great trip. But then came home. And y'all had a fun indoor trick-or-treat here at church. And then, what did we do Sunday?
Oh, so the Salisbury, Maryland, was named for the English city of Salisbury in Wiltshire. Interesting. But it's spelled the same as Salisbury steak.
Yeah.
Why do we call it Salisbury steak and not Salisbury steak?
I don't know. It made me think about today in school with Georgia was teaching her how we make these ridiculous words of they'll, will, I'm, and stuff like that. And she is not the type of person that is okay with things that just sound ridiculous. And I've never thought about them sounding kind of ridiculous until today when she's like, why would you say that? Why wouldn't you just say I will? Why do you have to say I'll? She's like, that just sounds so... No. And I'm like, well, you're learning it today, okay?
If you want to, because we're lazy, Georgia.
If you want to take the time to write it out, go for it. But for now, you're learning about it.
It's because we are lazy and we don't feel like writing it or saying it. That's why we say y'all. Instead of saying you all, we say y'all. And
but that was not one of the word options in our workbook.
Y-A-W-L. Y-A-W-L. So, yeah. She left for the weekend. And
y'all had a blast.
We had a good time. We had our indoor trick-or-treat. Not today, but this past weekend. We had our indoor trick-or-treat. So me and the girls set up and decorated our door. We had, and then we hung out. They got to play with friends Saturday morning because we had like a men's leadership breakfast here at the church. And so I'm thankful for some friends of ours that watched our two girls while also watching their two boys while me and her husband went to the men's meeting. And yeah, it wasn't that long, but thankful for that. Friday, what did we do Friday? Friday night. Pizza night. We had pizza. The pizza was good, but I didn't sleep very well. So, but besides that, we had fun and just a good time with the kids. And then Heather came back, which she flew in at like 9:30 Saturday night and did not drive herself to the airport.
I'm not driving to Nashville. You crazy.
We're going to pick this up. I think if I was to ever have to fly anywhere, I think she would make me drive myself. Because she'd be like, I am not getting these kids out past their bedtime. Which it was definitely past their bedtime, and
I just can't see at night. They don't like crazy drivers.
They struggled going to sleep, and then it was a little bit of a rougher day the next day, but we made it through. And then Sunday was a lot of stuff too. There's just a lot of fun stuff happening. What else happened that I was thinking about? Besides you going there Thursday, what happened Thursday or what happened last Wednesday? I know stuff has happened. I don't know. There's lots of awesome stuff. Like we've got women at this congregation getting coats for people going, getting coats for kids. There's just so many cool things that are just happening. Another cool thing that, or another positive, if Heather and I do two walks a day, we learned that we're both extroverted. We did learn that. I'm sorry. I'm not going to eat any more of these. It's like chewing ice. There's goldfish in front of me. I don't need to be eating goldfish, period. But since I don't have a cool drink to drink, my water just finished.
I'm sorry. I'll go get you one. I forgot to get refried beans for our tacos.
So, marriage hack for everybody. Go on walks with your wife or your husband, whoever's listening. We've been every work day, she comes up to the church building and me and her go walk around the church building three times, which that's a mile and a half. And then I get home from work with Josie and then we leave the kids inside the house. Obviously we make sure the house is locked and we have we usually leave a phone behind or there is a tablet there at the house where Georgia knows how to contact us.
Georgia did.
And there's an alarm system
Matt one day while we were on our walk, and she was asking how to fix the TV or something, didn't she?
Yeah. And so then we go walk about another mile and a half. So by the end of the day, we've probably walked 3 miles, and most of the time Heather goes walking with Georgia, but they haven't lately. But yeah, so.
Well, the past 2 days.
So yeah, we get a lot done, and it's super enjoyable and super awesome, and we're able to talk about life, and that is great for us because we now know that we need that in this life. We need to have that time where we're talking to each other. So yeah, it's super cool.
Is anyone else addicted to Alani's?
Is that what that is?
Yeah. Oh. I saw it from a distance that there was a different flavor in the cold thingy, and I was like, oh, I don't need it, but I need it.
Yeah.
So I needed it, so I got it. And I got the girls matching boots today.
For what?
They don't have fall colored boots.
Oh.
I don't know if Josie's will fit. I got Georgia a women's 7.5.
Yeah.
To try.
Where did you go?
Walmart.
Oh.
I love Walmart. But if they don't work, Josie's, I don't know if they're going to fit. So it might not work. But.
What should we do with all of our candy now? I have it hiding.
Oh, no, it's not. Georgia goes, where's the candy this morning? And I was like, I don't know. I asked your dad that too, and he wouldn't tell me. And she goes and opens the first cabinet. Is it the one above the coffee?
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, found it. First cabinet she goes to, and she opens it. She's like, it's right here.
I just have such a problem with snacking.
And I think take it with us to Oklahoma this weekend.
I have a crazy addiction to chocolate.
So I had a thought, since we're leaving Thursday and we're going to be there Friday, should I take the girls' costumes and let them trick-or-treat in
Absolutely
Winoka?
Absolutely not. Thursday's Halloween. November 1st is Friday.
Oh, is it really? Oh, I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
I think my phone's wrong.
Nope.
No?
I doubt it. Tomorrow is my sister's birthday.
Yeah.
Next Wednesday is my birthday.
I know, and I had the best birthday present idea.
Mm-hmm.
And then I told myself, I should order this now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he already got the first half. I ordered mm-hmm. him coffee from Main Street Roasters.
Yeah, super awesome.
And then I had another idea, and then I didn't order it when I thought of it, so therefore the thought died.
Yes, thought died of loneliness.
And it's been happening to me a lot lately of remembering things.
Cool. So we are, we're leaving. We're going to Oklahoma Thursday morning. We're going to be testing out my truck on this long journey. One of my birthday gifts was a bed topper. In preparation, I need to go check and see how rainproof that thing is.
Since that corner piece isn't fully down?
It is, but it's not. Because there's a track system that all that water funnels down.
Hmm.
And that's where those tubes come in. So, yeah, we're driving out there. We're taking my truck. We're going to have a cooler that I won at the Cross Creek Clay's Centurion Invitational. Super pumped about using it.
Thing's so heavy. It's ridiculous.
It's not that heavy.
It's very heavy.
It's personal size. It's actually a really nice cooler that fits in the back of my truck now.
That thing weighs more than Josie. Empty.
No. That big one we have does. But so we're going to test that out, see how it goes, get to see family out there. Super pumped. I am going to be, I don't know how do you say, officiating a wedding. I've never known what the right word is to say. Officiating a wedding for two friends of ours. So we're going to be seeing a lot of people. What's interesting is we're going to see a lot of Alabama people. And we're also going to be seeing a lot of Oklahoma people. So it's going to be super fun, super pumped. Oh, this past weekend we had visitors come to church Sunday morning. A family that we truly love from Alabama.
Huge win.
So that was cool. And they really liked Tennessee. And so, yeah, we're going to have a long drive, 11 hours. We'll see how that goes.
Hey, it's Disney prep.
To be honest, we literally have to drive to Nashville and go right and head west. And we don't have to get off that high interstate again until the exit for... Isn't that wild?
Wow.
I'm trying to think. It told me we could go a different route. We could go over through like North Missouri, but I don't think we want to do that. It may try to take us like north through Tulsa. 11 hours and 9 minutes from here. Yeah, so, oh, we're definitely not going down I-40. Horrible idea. There's toll roads. How about that? Oh, how fun is this? We're going to be going through the southern part of Missouri. Ooh, that's going to be really pretty. And then we'll come down. We'll actually go through Springfield. How fun. Springfield, Missouri. You know what's in Springfield?
No.
Cashew chicken. Oh, my. That's what you get for buying one of those drinks and not getting me one.
We have to go get that.
Oh, this is going to be really fun. I've never driven these roads. I always, one of my favorite things to do whenever we drive, I like driving, even though it can be a nightmare. But man, we're going through some legit areas. So yeah. We're going over, so we'll leave here, go to Paducah, and then hit this Highway 60. So it's more of a back road. That'll take us over to Springfield, and then we'll go down to Tulsa. Oh, wow. There's pretty good, like, the longest stretch that may be the worst will be, but I can't imagine it's going to be that bad, is from Paducah to Springfield. That's going to be our longest stretch, because in Springfield, we'll hit Joplin, and then from Joplin, we'll hit Tulsa, and then we'll take that, that road. This is going to be awesome.
Cool.
So that will be super fun. And just being back in Oklahoma is always fun. It's home for, I feel like, me. Just getting to see people, getting to stay with... I'm sure I won't get any sleep while we're there because I'll want to stay up and talk and hang out and make sure I'm making the most of all the time that we have there. But yeah, officiating a wedding. I'm preaching two times and teaching a Bible class on Sunday. I was telling Georgia, I was like, it's going to be a vacation. And she looked at me and she goes, but you're working like the entire time. I said, but it's, we're going to be in Oklahoma. It's not really working. So yeah, it's going to be fun. I'm excited. I'm super pumped. Hopefully Heather's pumped too, because she's going to be the one that has to turn around the whole time and take care of the kids.
Woo.
But I started a new book, Arrows in Our Something Quiver. Arrows something?
I don't know.
It's a good book. It's a good book so far. It's a parenting book by Brad Harrob. And yeah, started it. It's pretty good. I've been done two chapters so far. And yeah. Okay. What else you got going?
Well, I'm just trying to figure out what... This is such a big deal, you know? Trying to figure out Disney outfits. And we're coming down to a countdown. This is my 90 days till Disney.
Mm.
90 days.
Oh, tonight is What a Study.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so pumped. I love those nights.
We're so random.
Heather gets to have... She has a small group thing she does on Monday nights. And so now I'm... It's not really... It doesn't end up being that small of a group. The first time it was. But hopefully tonight I don't know. I just like people, and I like talking, and I like conversing and learning to converse and getting better at it since we've moved to moved here. So me and Heather talk literally most of the day, which has always made me, that's like one of the best things you can do for, I get the whole like, oh, we didn't communicate our plans well, but whatever. I mean, at least you could probably communicate your life. So you need to go on walks. And if you don't have time as a husband and wife to go on a walk together, you probably need to reconfigure your schedule. Man, I see people that have so many things to do. Like they have no like spare minute to just sit and chill or go on a walk. And I'm like, that just does not
look fun. I feel like I do nothing all day, but yet I have so much to do all day.
Yeah. I'm just like the running around of like,
I think it's because taking spend this all my kid time
there, taking that kid over there and doing all that. And I'm just like, I do not want to do that ever.
I don't either.
Because people will come up to us and be like, oh, so what sport is Georgia going to be in? And we're like, not.
She's probably going to join some sort of Mario video game.
And they're like, oh man, Josie's so fast. She gonna be like a soccer player or a softball player? I'm like, no.
No, she wants to do dance again, but I just can't. I haven't found one, and we came in kind of late. So yeah. I told her that we'd have to wait until we found one that started in like
she could
spring.
Try gymnastics, but man, that's. I'm also like, why spend the money when we could go do something else?
I know.
There's the place down the road, but that place seems like it's intense.
Yeah. The girls I owe my Lanta.
Yeah.
I don't think we're there.
It's intense.
We're not on that level. I'm thinking like tumble tots type thing.
They probably have it recreation gymnastics schedule.
Yeah, but those things fill up so fast here. Like before they're like on a waiting list.
Parent tot.
I'm not. She's not that little. She's not parent taught age.
They have Mighty Mites.
Oh.
No, those are 2 year old kindergarten, kinder gym, 3. Wow, this is intense. It's like all day.
What?
Yeah. So.
I'm not doing something that's all day.
Yeah.
Well, the girls that I do our little small study with, they're. Daughters are in dance, so I'll just ask them what dance they do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they're all at the same dance or different dance.
Elite ninjas.
What?
They could be they could be ninjas. How fun. Georgia would be all over being a ninja.
She sure would.
That would be so funny.
She would seriously be so into that.
Eager to explore parkour style movement. Could you imagine? Georgia would come home, parkour, and jump off the couch or something.
And then hurt herself.
Yeah. Parkour.
Okay, so when we came into the church office today.
That is, Matt, all you do is jump over stuff.
Matt, did you hear Georgia this morning, when we came in today?
Sick. I'm going to do this.
She face planted in front of Crystal's desk.
That's not nice. I heard Al. I don't know what she did.
She flung the door open and she was running to the back and she face planted.
I think Georgia should do this. She would be all about this. You know how she likes to do her monkey bar thing?
Yeah.
Where she likes to flip over and stuff? They have little girls doing this. Like little girls, like Josie age girls. And all it is you run around and jump on stuff. They have trampolines, rock walls. Oh, we're about to be doing this. What? I would love to go watch this.
What day of the week is that?
I have no idea.
You probably have to
contact
them.
Contact us. That would be so fun.
How did you find that?
It's the Elite building down the road. They've got a bunch of different stuff involved. Enroll here. Classes. Little Ninja.
That is hilarious.
Mondays, 4:15 to 5:10. There's a wait list. Open. Ninja training. White 6+. What is that? 6 years old and up?
I guess so.
Mondays, 4:15 to 5:10. They have openings.
Is White the
Little
beginner?
Little Ninjas, Waitlist, Ninja Training. White, 6 to 7.
What if you just walked over there and said, "Hey, Georgia, I signed you up for Ninja Training."
She'd be like, "What?" So we would just have to call and say we have a 4-year-old that would want to do this and a 7-year-old with little to no like
coordination.
Well, they both.
Josie does.
Josie does. Georgia has more. Not. She's great. She's a great artist, but Georgia also loves to just do stuff like that. I think she would be all
about
Josie's
it. Josie's like our little girly princess. Yeah. So I don't know if that's her alley of stuff.
Girly princess. She's throwing stuff at people and.
What? When is she doing that? I've never seen her throw stuff except for at Georgia when she makes her angry.
Sorry. I'm eating goldfish again.
No.
I'm already in my mouth. Okay, that's... We'll keep everybody updated on the elite ninjas. And putting Georgia in ninja training.
You can do it. You can sign her up for it.
It's right across the road from Golly G's.
Oh, she would be so down. So down to do that. If you promise them that you'll take them to get Golly G's too.
We can't invest that much. Little ninjas. Oh, they have little ninjas like all day.
Oh, it's an all day thing?
Well, you can do Monday, Tuesday, whatever, Wednesday. Wow. So they have Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesdays.
I like Tuesdays.
They have Tuesdays. Let's
see.
Or
Monday. I guess Monday or Tuesday is fine.
Still don't have little ninjas, but they have ninja training on Mondays, 6:15. Little ninjas, there's nothing. Come on. Ninja training, 6 to 7. That'd probably be Georgia. I don't know. We'd have to ask. But they have openings. It's almost full.
Okay, I'm leaving this up to you.
It's the same price. They have a trial class, too.
A trial? Should she do a trial first?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Does that sound more fun than dance?
Absolutely. It's probably just come and they'll teach you some cool like jumping moves and you get to get energy out. And then here's why I don't like dance. I don't like the performance thing.
But I do.
I did not. When we lived in Alabama, the performance thing was too much. There was like 3 performances or 4.
Well, that was because...
There was 4 performances.
She overdid it the last time, but...
And the last week was every single night. And the girls were like, this is horrible.
But it was cute.
Yeah. And then you had to spend gobs of amount of money on
the costumes.
Costumes, which they wore once or the 4 times they did them. And now you have them in our house for some reason.
Because they're cute.
That Georgia can't even wear anymore because she grows rapidly.
But they're cute.
It's ridiculous.
That's the only thing I've held on to. I haven't held on to any other baby clothes or anything else but that.
There's so many random boxes of stuff in our house.
No, there isn't. There's one tub, and that's the 5T, 6T stuff for Josie to have soon. And that's it. That's all of the hand-me-down clothes I've got left.
Hmm. Well, it has been 30 minutes. So, we are super pumped to, be driving this weekend.
And Matt's about to message about this little ninja thing.
Yeah. I'm going to go ask out in our office and see.
I wonder if Crystal's heard of it.
I bet they have. That would be so funny. Parkour! I've seen this reel of some guy that just runs into walls and like rolls over the wall and is like, parkour! And I'm like, that's not... Oh, I would love to do this. But it's like, it looks like a trampolinium type thing. Like, they get to jump into like pits and stuff, or they do like, they jump over things and how to clear things.
Oh.
So then Georgia will learn how to just like leap over our couch.
Oh, great.
I think... They would love that.
That's just what she needs to know how to do.
Yeah.
Fall in style.
Yeah. All right. Sounds good. Well,
keep you updated.
Yeah. All right. So have a great day. Enjoy the warmer weather right now. Maybe it'll get colder one day. But yeah, we hope you will be encouraged, be positive to people around you. And if you're one of those people that like to put up your Christmas decor, I guess it'll be up by the next time we talk because it'll be November 1st.
Unless you're me and you're not in town.
Yeah.
And then it won't be.
Oh, well, we'll get it put up before next episode. How about that? Woo-hoo. Okay. Have a great day. We will talk to you next week. Have a fun Wednesday.
Bye.